Hey guys, welcome to the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast dedicated to helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about something that is more motivational. The topic of today's show is Yes, You Can Hunt. Now, maybe this is for you, or maybe this is for someone you know who needs this encouragement, but the bottom line is there's a lot of people that are sort of in this in-between place. They want to go hunting. They want to try it. They want to get into the woods. They want to get outside. But they feel like they just don't know enough. They feel maybe they're too old. They don't have the connections. They don't know where to get started. There's this sort of latent desire, but they're not sure what to do. And they don't know if they want to take the next step. They don't know if they want to push forward. And my answer to all of that is do it. Is move ahead. You can do it. You can't be too old to hunt. There's people that I know of in their 60s. There's people in their 70s. I know one particular hunter. He's been a bit of a mentor to me. I've read a number of his books and helped him, given him feedback on a new book that he's writing in his 70s. And he's still at it. He's active. He's loving it. He's hunting a little differently than he used to. But you know what? That's just the way that it goes. And there's no too old. If you can walk, if you can enjoy fresh air, there's something you can get out there and hunt. Maybe it's not deer, maybe it's not turkey, but there's something you can do to get you outside, to get you into the woods, and you ought to do it. There's no reason not to follow through on that desire that you have to get outside and get into the woods. This podcast is here to help. It's here to give you tools and equipment. But today I want to talk about just that desire and what that is and what you might be missing. You know, that's what drew me into hunting, was wanting to be outside, wanting to get out there, wanting to do this thing that I had kind of wanted to do ever since I was a kid, but just didn't feel like I knew where to start. And what I've seen is that there are a lot of beautiful sunrises. Nobody's seeing them. There's a lot of amazing trees, a lot of amazing streams and areas and waterfalls and just different kinds of plant life. Nobody sees it. There's a lot of amazing animals in the woods, things you know about, things you have no idea live within a mile of your house. Nobody is seeing them. Because people are not going outside anymore. They're not getting fresh air. They're not getting sunshine. They don't know what kinds of trees are. They don't know what the different kinds of animals are. They don't see streams and waterfalls and creeks and lakes. They just don't see them. People aren't seeing these things. They're there every day. They're beautiful. They're amazing. God created them to be enjoyed. And people aren't going outside. I would say this, even if you don't know what you're doing, even if you don't know where to start, even if you fail for the first 5 years, you're going to be outside. You're going to be in the middle of things that are pretty and that are beautiful. You're going to be rejuvenated. You're going to be energized. You're going to be excited. And it's not about killing animals. It's about getting out into nature, getting outside, getting away from emails, getting away from computers, getting away from TV, and just appreciating and enjoying the beautiful things that are out there year-round. There's something you can hunt in every season and every part of the country that's fun, that'll take you outside. You can pick your favorites or whatever you've got the most inclination or time to pursue, but it's amazing to go outside, to be outside. Almost as fun as hunting is scouting. Just walking through the woods with binoculars. Walking, looking for animals, looking for sign of animals. Looking for places that you might go hunting next season or next year. And a lot of times, that is almost as fun is actually hunting. And you can do that any time of the year. You don't have to wait for a season. You didn't have to wait for certain limits and rules and laws and specifications and this and that. You can just any Saturday morning, you can wake up any Thursday afternoon, you can stop on the way home from work and you can do some scouting. You can get outside, you can look for places to hunt, you can just enjoy that fresh air. You know, you can't fail at scouting. You're outside looking for things. Did you see things? You succeeded. Well, maybe I didn't see any sign of animals. Then you succeeded at knowing you probably shouldn't hunt in that spot. You've saved yourself a day of hunting with an hour of scouting. Or you did find some sign. You did find an area that might be good. Well, then you got the obvious benefit there. But it's all about getting outside. And if you know what to do, if you've got some information, if you got a step-by-step guide, it's not that hard. It's not a lot of work. It's just a matter of, all right, I'm going to take the step and I'm going to do it. And I'll tell you, the hardest thing for me when I got started some years ago was the idea of doing it by myself, of not having a so-called hunting buddy or someone to go with me. That was really hard for me. Now, thankfully, I was able to find a couple of friends who never actually even all made it to the finish line. They were interested in getting started and getting the, you know, hunter safety course and getting a license. And, you know, they didn't even all follow through. But just having that little bit of support helped push me through and helped give me the energy to push through. And then when they didn't keep going, I had already had that momentum and I'd already made that decision that I wanted to do it. So I was able to keep going. And if you get over that hump of saying, I will do this even if I have to do it by myself, a new world opens up to you. You don't have to be concerned about so many things that held me back for years. You can just say, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure it out. Even if nobody goes with me, I'm going to do it. And I'll be honest with you, what I've learned is that when you take that position, when you make that decision, people will often follow you because they felt the same kind of thing, but they didn't have the gumption to say, all right, I'm just going to do it. But when they see you doing it, then they may sit there and go, well, you know what? I'm going to go with them. That you might be the thing that encourages them to follow through. And you may end up with hunting buddies, even though you couldn't get anybody to go with you. They'll follow you in. And I had that happen in my own life when I got started and pushed through. So I would encourage you. This is something that is out there that is not that difficult. If an 11-year-old can do it, you can do it. Maybe your state's 12. But the bottom line is you can do this. You can go out into the woods. You can get some basic gear. A lot of people think, oh, hunting's too expensive. I don't have the money for that. Man, you can get camo on clearance at thrift stores, at Walmart, and just put that over top of whatever winter gear you already have. If you're going out in the winter and you're good to go, you could go out in the summer with, you know, a $5 camo shirt and $5 camo pants and go after some kinds of game. You don't need a lot of gear. You could get a used pump action shotgun at a gun shop often, sometimes for $100, maybe $200 for a better one. I mean, the bar is not that high to get started. You could pick up a 22 bolt action rifle usually for $100. You know, sometimes cheaper than that. If you go to a gun show or something, you'd be amazed at what you can find to get started, to decide if you like this, if you want to, you know, pursue it and put more money into it. Now, yeah, the sky's the limit on what you could spend, but you don't need to spend a lot of money to get into the woods. I remember when I got my first I took the hunter safety course. I got my first hunting license. I went into a shop and I bought me a blaze orange hat. I don't know what it cost, like $5 or something like that. Just a plain one color orange hat. And I said, now I'm ready to go hunting. Because in my state, you could hunt woodchucks, groundhogs with nothing but an orange hat. It's all you needed. You had an orange hat and pretty much any gun, period, and you could hunt groundhogs. So I was like, all right, got me an orange hat, got me a hunting license. Now I'm a hunter. I can go out. I can do this. That's where I started. You know, it was I don't know, a year or two before I even bought my first piece of camo. Because in my state, you can't even hunt. You couldn't hunt deer with camo, or you had to have orange to hunt deer. I didn't even think, I didn't even know that camo would be helpful until after I'd been at it for a while. So it's really a low bar. You can get started, you know, very low. In fact, some things like crows, you don't always even need an orange hat. You can literally go out into the woods wearing blue jeans and a t-shirt with a shotgun and hunt crows. Now, you'd be more successful with certain kind of gear. You'd be more successful with certain kind of equipment. But you know what? Do something. Just walk out there and do something. And the way that I learned what gear would be helpful, what gear would make me more successful, was by doing it. I'd go out there hunting a certain particular kind of game. And while I'm out there, I realized, you know what? This would help me more. These kind of boots would be more helpful. If I had this kind of shirt or this kind of jacket, that would help me. If I had a backpack, took me a year before I ever even bought a hunting pack. I just stuffing everything in the pockets and then realized, okay, I need more stuff and it's not comfortable and it's noisy. And I thought, all right, I need to find a backpack. So, you know, but I was enjoying myself all the while. Now, some people spend tens of thousands of dollars on hunting equipment and then they go out and, but you know what? You can enjoy yourself with $5 worth of gear and then decide, you know what? Another 10 bucks could get me this. That could help me a little more. And you enjoy the whole process. And that's what it's all about. Get into the woods, get some sunshine, get some fresh air, enjoy yourself. There's a lot of public hunting land that's available, some states more than others, but there's a lot of times you don't need permission even to go out, to scout, to explore, to see things, to get some experience. You don't need to ask anybody's permission. You don't need anybody to go with you. If you can get somebody to go with you, all the more. But I'm telling you, get outside. You will enjoy. And the New Hunter's Guide will help you. We will help you every step of the way from square one all the way to expert level. We will give you quick tips, bite-sized nuggets in 10 to 15 minute increments that'll help take you from wherever you are, whatever point of wanting to do it or dabbled in it or tried some, to being effective and successful and have everything that you need to enjoy your time in the woods, to enjoy yourself, to have a new hobby that takes you outside and gets you away from, you know, the day-to-day monotony, the day-to-day stuff, and also give you a hobby that you can share with others, that you can share with family, that you can share with friends, that you can appreciate what God's created in this world and get out there and see it. So until next time, this is George Kanitas with the New Hunter's Guide. Don't forget to visit our website, newhuntersguide.com, where you can get more information, show notes, tips, resources, and of course, more episodes. And until next time, you guys have a great day and God bless.